If you've been paying attention to our Sunday Gospels this year, you may have noticed that of late, the plot line has taken a darker turn. We've heard stories about the kingdom of heaven, which sounded quite bright and cheerful, like a found treasure, a pearl of great price, fresh bread rising. But lately, the parables of the kingdom move in the direction of devastation. Last week, we heard the tenants of the vineyard kill the owner's son. This week, those invited to the wedding feast not only refused to come, but to kill the messenger sent to invite them. Among the belated guests to accept the invitation is a man ill-prepared for the wedding. He is bound and cast out into the night. So what happened to the kingdom? Is it no longer the happier ever after it used to be? In our gospel narrative, Jesus is headed toward Jerusalem. Simply put, the closer Jesus gets to Jerusalem, the more rejection he faces. He's been issuing the invitation for 3 years, and it's been returned with increasing hostility. Our gospel selection today is a parable that addresses this increasing hostility. Of course, in this parable, God is the king. Jesus is the bridegroom. The feast is the salvation and eternal life that Isaiah prophesied about in today's first reading. The Israelites are those first invited to the feast by God's servants, the prophets. For refusing repeated invitations and even killing the prophets, Israel has been punished, its city conquered by foreign armies. Now Jesus makes clear God is sending new servants, his apostles, to call not only the Israelites, but all people, good and bad alike, to the feast of his kingdom. This is an image of the church, which Jesus in other gospel parables compares to a sown field with both wheat and weeds, and to a fishing net that catches good and bad. As we sing in today's psalm, the Lord has led us to this feast, refreshing our souls in the waters of baptism, spreading at the table before us in the Eucharist. Jesus is the good shepherd who cares for his sheep and who has taken on responsibility to feed his sheep. And in the rich food of his body and the choice wine of his blood, we have a foretaste of the eternal banquet in the heavenly Jerusalem, when God will destroy death forever. But we must ask ourselves today, are we dressed for the feast? Are we clothed in the garments of righteousness? To be sure, we must discard acts and attitudes that serve as impediments to ongoing conversion and repentance. Those attitudes might include, I'm not as bad as other people, like serial killers. I'm just not cut out to be holy. I'm as good as it's going to get, and it just has to be good enough. Repentance is old-fashioned. God loves me and understands me. I don't have to go to confession. I'm only human. We put on the wedding garment by actively participating in Mass. And when Father invites us to call to mind our sins, take a moment to do just that and begin that conversion process again. Examine your conscience honestly. And if it's been more than a year since you last received the sacrament of reconciliation, begin to practice your faith again and take advantage of God's healing, mercy, and love. Not all who are called will be chosen for eternal life, Jesus warns us. Let us be sure that we are living in a manner worthy of the invitation we have received. When you receive that invitation, will you dress to the nines or send your regrets?